72 prisoners held unlawfully in solitary confinement at Auckland Prison 20 years ago will finally receive a government payout which could top $1 million. For their lawyer, Tony Ellis, who previously won compensation for five other prisoners held under the same regime, it's been a 15-year marathon case. Emma Hatton reports.
Between 1998 and 2004, about 200 prisoners deemed difficult by staff at Auckland Prison were put in solitary confinement for long periods, subjected to strip searches, and even made to clean toilets with their own toothbrushes. Human rights lawyer Tony Ellis lodged 72 claims in 2004 against the failed behavioural management regime.
I don't suppose many people would have bothered to keep on going for 15 years. And, you know, you just have to do this because there was a significant injustice.
Dr. Ellis had previously won a case for five prisoners held in the regime. One was Christopher Tonoa, who was paid out $65,000. And in 2007, the Supreme Court ruled the regime was unlawful and breached the Bill of Rights Act. He says given there was that precedent, he didn't expect this lot of claims to take so long to settle.
We would have thought we'd have settled it by now, given that they were in exactly the same programme as Mr. Chownara and the others, but it proved very difficult.
The first six of the latest group of claimants have been offered $87,500 between them. If that's extrapolated for the remaining 66, the total payout from corrections would exceed $1 million. The corrections minister, Calvin Davis, today said he couldn't confirm that and was saying very little else on the matter.
If they are entitled to payouts, well, there's very little that can be done.
A former inmate and prison reform advocate, Paul Wood, says the fact that the claimants are prisoners doesn't detract from the fact they were offended against.
The rule of law has to apply consistently for everyone. And look, we need to hold ourselves to a higher standard than we expect from those that we incarcerate. As a society, if we're not saying the law applies to us, then what are we hoping to role model for those who are in prison for having broken the law? You know, we need to be held to a higher standard.
Tony Ellis says he hopes all 72 will have their payout by this time next year. However, if the victims of those prisoners seek some of the money under the Prisoners and Victims Claims Act, it could slow things down. And while resolution is in sight for these claimants, others may be yet to come forward. Dr. Ellis, who has not yet been paid any fee for his 15-year legal battle, expects they may come to him.
There were nobody else to do it. I mean, you know, I'm going to have to do it because, I mean, you acquire all this knowledge about it, and I would think the next lot, if there is a next lot, would be much simpler.
RNZ has asked corrections for comment, but the department has yet to respond by deadline. For Checkpoint, Emma Hatton.